Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Dawn, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning and purpose in your life. Good morning. If you're not listening to this in the morning, then apologies, but it is 7:30 and I'm sat in my office and it's still dark outside and I'm sat with a lovely cup of coffee and I've just been kind of thinking about what I was going to talk about in the podcast today, as well as reflecting on the fact that this is the last week in February. How is everyone getting on? If you set goals, how are you managing those? If you set some intentions, what has come about for those? Are you keeping on track? Where's your mindset? You know, if you are doing manifestation work, are you still at those kind of high energy, high receiving mode when you got excited and you set the intention, or have you wavered? This isn't going to be a how to stick to your goals podcast because I've done that. So if you are struggling, I do suggest you go back to the goal setting one that I did. And I can't remember what number it is, but it's not that far back. You know, there's not that many to choose from at the minute. So it must have been maybe episode 7, let's say, around that time. And there's some really good tips in there on how to get back on track when you feel like you've lost your way with the goals. Now, I'm kind of going to go off tangent a little bit with this podcast. And it was more about if you didn't set goals and you're somebody who is letting life maybe control you rather than you controlling it, then this is definitely the episode for you. While I was doing that goal setting podcast at the start of January, I noticed there was a lot of negativity around on social media around people setting goals and, you know, how it would make them feel overwhelmed and, you know, I'm not going to do that. And there was a lot of negativity around it. And I thought, well, that's fine. Like, if you don't want to set goals and it's not your thing, then that's absolutely fine. However, if it triggers you, then that's a different matter. That's something that you probably need to look into, because if other people setting goals triggers you, I would imagine if you go deep on this, it's probably because there's things in your life that maybe you're unhappy about or you feel like you've got no control over. And I wanted to do a podcast for anyone who feels stuck, I guess, and doesn't feel motivated to make goals. Because actually, goals for me are the thing that, you know, one of my coping mechanisms, one of the things that keeps my head above water, one of the things that gets my head into a positive bias. Obviously, there's two ways to look at them. If you set goals and you become overwhelmed, then you need to deal with the overwhelm. That's not the goal that's causing the overwhelm. It's probably more about how you manage your goals. If you think goals is an ugly word, then let's remove that as well. And let's put it as just desires, intentions, things that you want to change in your life. Because goals help us to align our focus. And if you are somebody who has a little active monkey mind that wants to go to the negative bias, that's why goals are just so, so important. And again, another reason why, if you feel anxious around other people setting goals and it makes you feel overwhelmed, it's because you're focused on other people's life and you're not focused on your own. So again, I invite you to come back and start looking at what's going on for you. You know, there's a really kind of basic tool that every coach uses. And I do a version of this. It's called the Wheel of Life. And the one that I do with my clients, I actually call it a life assessment. And we do it at the very start of our coaching journey together. And all we do is look at different areas of their life and we grade them 1 to 10. 10 being amazing, like best ever. 0 being, oh my God, something needs to change. So if you were marking your career, 10 would be, yeah, this is definitely the place I should be in. I feel fulfilled every day. And 0 being, I need to hammer notice in tomorrow. This is awful. So where do you sit on that scale? And then I want you to think about, okay, well, why do I feel that way? What would make a massive difference in me increasing the number. So where's the gap? So if you're a seven, where's the gap of three? If you are a seven, what's good about it? What can you build on? So that's a really lovely little exercise. And you can do that for all areas of your life, whether it's friendships, whether it's things you do in your personal time, like hobbies or creative things. You can give those a number out of 10. You could even do it for your health. You can do it for your relationship. You can do it as a parent. And you just grade those different areas to see which one actually needs a bit of work doing. So all we're doing now is we're kind of removing the overwhelm, removing the anxious thought of like, oh God, like I can't do anything to change this, or the discomfort. We're trying to remove that. And if you can section out those different areas of your life and then think about what teeny tiny little things could you do every week to just change the needle in each area of your life, and already you are making traction, like you're moving forward, you're gaining momentum, and you are back to controlling it. Because little goals do help to align your focus. They help to trigger new behaviors. If you are somebody who, you know, feels unmotivated in their job, so you find yourself spending time on LinkedIn or Instagram, getting lost in those social media holes, and nothing's really getting done, and you kind of procrastinate and you get everything done at the last minute, it probably needs to be that you need to do something about that. Because what a waste of a day. Like, what a waste of your time if you feel unfulfilled. And you absolutely have the power to change that, no matter what job you're doing. You can always, you know, do something faster, add something else in, think about a project that you could take on, or even just, you know, if there's no projects available for you to take on, what could you do to improve your skill set? What behaviors could you improve on? All of this guides your focus and improves your mood. And it gives you energy, you know, and it starts to increase your momentum. But more importantly, it gives you control back of your life, where everything feels out of control. You're starting to bring it in bit by bit by bit, okay? So please don't ever see goals as a negative thing, because it gives you control back over your life. And when we're focused on something, okay, like when our mind is focused on a task at hand, and I really want you to think about this, like think about something that was tasking for you, in a sense of it meant that it required your full attention, you know. So whether it's decorating your house or organizing something at work, you know, whatever it is, it requires your full attention. If something requires your full attention, you can't then think like in a lack of, you can't then get anxious. Your mind can't do that monkey mind stuff that it wants to do, because you've given it a focus, you've given it a purpose. You are nourishing your mind by giving it something to focus on, okay? And it allows you to be in charge. It allows you to be in charge of your focus and of your journey. We can't manage what we don't control. And you can't control what you don't manage. You know, that in itself is such a beautiful sentiment. And it really gives you perspective on, okay, well, what am I actually doing? A client of mine got to the point where she was just sick of feeling that way. So she decided, you know, she doesn't want to feel that way anymore. She doesn't want to feel that kind of negative bias all the time. So what can she do about it? What can she change? Another client who is kind of maybe a little bit still in that moment, but is desperately doing stuff to change it. They didn't have a session this week because we're leaving the gaps between the sessions bigger, because I like clients to see how they'll cope when they're not with me, when they're putting everything into practice that we've kind of talked about in session. And I messaged them just to say, right, tell me how it's going. Like, what are you focused on? What's going well? What do you need support on? Because I still offer that level of support, even if we're not having a session. She said that she stopped doing things that bring her down. So watching the news, you know, getting into those social media kind of rabbit warrens, listening to people whinge about things. So just not entertaining those conversations. She's removing inactivity and eating rubbish.
Her other message was, I think I'm good. I'm looking forward to the week ahead and putting everything into place you've taught me. And that's because she's taken control. Like, that is a perfect example of not just sitting in the discomfort, but actually looking at what you can control and what you can put in place, which is amazing, because sometimes it just takes some tiny little tweaks to move the needle. There's a really lovely saying that I say to a lot of my clients, and I may have said this before, that you can't change the mind with the mind, but you have to change it with action. So if you don't do anything and you're just sat at the start of the year feeling unhappy with your lot, but you don't do anything about it, nothing changes. You can't change your mindset just because somebody said, oh, well, be happy. You've got loads to be happy about. You have to actually do something, even if it's not something that's going to shift the needle massively. Like, maybe you have to stay in the job that you're in because of circumstances. Maybe you can throw your attention to something else, you know, like decorating a room or getting into a hobby that you've kind of put off, you know, that you used to do and you loved and you've stopped doing. You know, we can all do things that don't necessarily cost money. It might not massively move the needle, but goodness, if it's nourishing your mind, then what an amazing thing that you're doing for yourself. A lot of clients come to me at the start of their journey going, you know, I've just got no energy. I've got no motivation. And all they want to do is almost do nothing. But that's the thing that's actually keeping them stuck, that inactivity. So again, you know, lovely that my client said that's the thing that she's stopping is the inactivity. She's taking action. She's going to the gym more. She's looking at what she can do rather than what she can't. And stuff like that gives you energy and it gives you purpose. And as I say, it gives you control back of your life. I always ask my clients every session on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you sit? 10 being amazing. 0 being rubbish. You know, when people first come to see me, they kind of sit at around a 3 or a 5. And I would say 3's probably pretty unhappy. 5's, you're like neither happy nor sad. You're just, you know, letting life take you along. So if that's you, then I do invite you to think about that life assessment that you can do, great areas of your life, see what you actually can take control of. You know, we are last week in Feb. Yeah, you've got such a big amount of time to make sure that 2022 was the year that you did something that contributed towards your future in a really positive way. And maybe in a few weeks' time, I'll do an episode on how to remove the overwhelm. Because I know that sometimes if we take on too much, then we absolutely can get overwhelmed. So I'll definitely do a session on that for you. But for now, think about what little tweaks you can have. Think about what new behaviours you might need, what new habits you might want to put in place, and what you can do to just increase your momentum and start to get excited about the future. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedauntcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.